right now, at this very moment, because there's going to be a lot of things happening, not only in the political world, but in the academic world and elsewhere, new discoveries, and we want to hear about them. We have all got backgrounds in interest in food and agriculture, and we're looking forward to hearing what you've got to say. We'll run my team in a minute, and we're going to have four sessions in different aspects of food security, science and so on. And then perhaps we'll even have a fifth session at the end, because we thought just maybe, once we've got all the ideas together and formulated in our kind of preliminary report or final report, however fast we get on, although I know that it takes a longer time than you always anticipate, we'll have a session, I think, at the very end, after we've had our Easter break, to pull it all together, and also perhaps to think about getting the press in to see how they report these things and how they think about it. And then we'll be in a position, I think, to have been well informed by folks like yourself and be able to, inform them as well. So we're thinking about doing things and getting them out into the media. There's no use just keeping them in a little report in our drawers. We want to get it out there into the bigger world and get some reaction to it. We've even thought and considered going to visit somewhere in Africa, Malawi, wherever, and we welcome any advice you would give us on that during your discourse today, which will be maybe 5 minutes to open up to see what you think the issues are, how you would like to see whatever happening, and then we'll get into a half as two and start asking you hopefully some penetrating questions. So feel free, you're not going to be in the papers tomorrow, they're not here that I know of. They're not, are they? James is outside. No, so you're all right. We're really looking for some sharp, wild ideas. So please don't be frightened to, play it too safe. We're not the England cricket team and we've only got an hour. This is going to go on for a few months and we're going to learn what needs to be done. My name, by the way, is Ian Gibson. I'm a Labour MP in the House of Commons.
And
no relation.
Sima, I'm a
Lib Dem
member of the Lords.
I'm John Selborne, a Conservative member of the Lords.
I'm respecting Alan Simpson, who's a MP in the House of Commons, who was speaking last night about. And Doug Naismith. Who are you, Dougie? We're just introducing ourselves.
Doug Naismith, member of Parliament for Bristol North West.
And as right. And Alan Simpson will probably join us shortly, okay? So, let's open up who would like to start. Olivier, would you like to say a few words in 5 minutes about how you look at this inquiry and what contributions you'd like to make and where we should be looking perhaps?
Yes,